Good evening, sir. May I bother you with just a minute of your time? I'm in a rather difficult predicament, and I don't know where else I could ask for help. Oh, you can't even recognize me, huh? Well, sir, I know I haven't really talked since you moved to the neighborhood, but I live in that old house. That's exactly right in front of yours. See? I caught the glimpse of you when you go to work in the morning. Pretty early, before the sun rises up. Oh, you thought that house was abandoned. Okay, well, that's a bit rude. I do my best to keep the house in the best conditions as possible. Oh, I get it. It's because I never go out during the daytime. Well, I have a peculiar medical condition that doesn't allow me to expose myself to the light. You know, the sun. That's why I only go out at night. Oh, right. Where are my manners? I haven't even told you my name. I am Aki Williams. Pleased to make your acquaintance. Oh, my. You have a lovely name. Well, about my problem, could you maybe help me? I swear it will take less than 10 minutes. Oh, great. I'm very thankful. I will be forever in debt with you and for your kindness. Well, what I need is just a little tiny, tiny bit of your blood. Please don't look at me like I'm crazy. You don't understand. Please, just let me explain. The thing is, I'm a vampire. Oh, please don't look at me like that. Just by looking at your confused and disgusted expression, I can tell what you're thinking. This poor woman is crazy. It's painful to receive a look like that. Please, stop. Okay, I must admit that for someone who's hearing about this for the first time, it might be hard to believe, but please allow me to try to convince you. First of all, look at this, please. This is my ID. If you look at this place, here, I am 119 years old. But if you look at my face and body, you would think I'm in my early 20s. Isn't that strange? Isn't not showing signals of aging a characteristic in vampires? Okay, yes, I know that some people do falsify their ID. Especially teenagers. But I can assure you this is a completely legal one. Okay, if you don't believe me, let me show you this. Oh, you see that? My fangs. My fangs are pretty long, aren't they? My fangs are pretty long, aren't they? Isn't that something you relate with vampires? What? You still don't believe me? Sir, you are being completely irrational right now. I have shown you more than enough evidence. My vampirism should have already been proven. Sir, if you're going to act like that, I will have to resort to do something I really didn't want to. Oh, please, don't freak out, sir. I didn't pull out this knife to attempt on harming you. Trust me, okay? Carefully look into my left hand. You don't have to be afraid of anything. I mean, yes, I am a woman that you just met, and now I'm holding a sharp object in front of you. And I've been talking things that might sound like complete nonsense, but sir, trust me. Look carefully at my hand. I wouldn't go this far if I wasn't desperate for your help. You see? I just made a small cut on the palm of my hand, and it completely healed immediately. I didn't start with this because regeneration takes a lot of my energy, which is why I came to your house, to ask you some of your blood in the first place. And also because doing this is very painful. I hope you're finally satisfied with my demonstration. Will you accept that I am really, in fact, a vampire? You just saw me cut my hand and look. No wound, isn't that enough? Ah, thank goodness. You have finally come to your senses. Yes, I am a vampire. And yes, vampires are real. Not as common, and not exactly as perceived in the media, but real nonetheless. Sir. If you are so kind, could you just lend me some of yours? Do you have any in your fridge, perhaps? Well, let me ask again. Can I please drink some of your blood, sir? Oh, you have a few questions first. Okay, I understand. Will you turn into a vampire if I drink your blood? Well, that's not likely. If I were to drink your blood from a cup, then there is absolutely zero chance of you turning into a vampire. If I were to do it in the more, you know, traditional way, as in biting you directly, I guess there is, yeah, a possibility. But, you know, it's not very likely. Is it too painful? Well, I can't say. I can't lie by saying that you won't feel anything. But I promise I'll be as gentle as I can. I can bet you in a place that's not so sensitive. Like your arm or your back. It is harder to drink from there, but I assure you it won't be that painful. It'll be like a needle. Tiny little pinch. I've been growing weaker and weaker lately. At this rate, I don't think I'll be able to survive another night. And yes, you're the only one in the neighborhood I could ask for help. The rest of them, well, our neighbors are a little bit older. But you're young and fine looking. You wouldn't mind if I take a little bit, right? Otherwise, I can just go to the pet shop. You know, buy some hamsters to drink. Oh, but I can't do that. Not while they look so cute. Oh, no way. That is way too cruel. So I resorted to you. Do you have any other questions? Okay, so can I drink now? Yes, it'll be just a little moment. Let me just grab your arm and... Oh. Mm. me if you start feeling dizzy or cold or anything. Oh, are you sure you're all right? You don't feel bad at all? Okay. Thank you so much. That was all what I needed. I feel so much better. Now, whenever you need something, you can go to my house and ask for it. If you go during the day, though, I'm almost always in the basement, sleeping. If you knock hard enough, I should be able to hear you. Oh, okay. I think I should get going. I hope you have a pleasant evening and sleep well. And you should put some bandages on your arm, though. Yeah. Thank you again for the blood. Goodbye.